For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Emma Isaac. I'm interviewing Mike Lewis, University Photography Coordinator here at BYU Idaho. How are you today, Mike?
Doing great.
So you are giving a devotional talk this Tuesday, but before we jump into some devotional questions, I'll ask you first a little bit about yourself. So tell me about yourself and what you do as the University Photography Coordinator.
Well, I've been here at BYU Idaho for 33 years now as doing photography. I grew up in Bremerton, Washington, for one of eight kids, and my wife and I, we got married in 1982 and have had six kids, and we have 14 grandkids. And so the funny story there is she was the only child, and I'm one of eight, so we compromised and had six, at least I don't know how much of a compromise that was, but that's what we end up with. What I do here at Photography Coordinator, I do photography as well. I don't just coordinate it. I've witnessed a variety of changes over the years, and I refer to that a little bit in my talk. Just all the buildings that have been built, the changes on campus, the change from Ricks College. I was hired, when it's Ricks College, and now it's BYU Idaho. But I do have, so in the early years, I did all the photography. Over time, I've hired, used more and more students. And so my job has evolved where I coordinate, my students going out taking the photos almost more than I do anymore.
That's really interesting. That's amazing that you've been here for 33 years. I guess, what do you love about BYU Idaho that has made you stay for this long?
I love working with the students. I love the, just the environment here. Having the gospel be such a strong part of the university, to have the spirit here, we used to refer to, and it still is referred to quite often as the spirit of Ricks. You can truly feel that spirit here, and all the employees, their love for the gospel and their genuine love for, the students. I love the fact that, the university puts students first, and I've really enjoyed working with the students, that I've had working with me, and see them go on and progress in their careers. It's been quite rewarding. As a photographer, being a university photographer, I get a lot of variety. In my early years, I shot all the athletics for Ricks College. Don't do that so much anymore. Activities program, I let my students shoot more of the sports stuff going on now, but I've done a lot of athletics, architectural photography with, the beautiful campus we have, just capturing the different seasons here. Some people complain it's too cold, and it does get real cold, but there's also a blessing of seeing the different seasons and seeing the campus, for the different times of year. But then most of all, the people, I'm always shooting different people because, students come and they go and get to see new faces. And then there's the employees who've been here a long time that are, help, keep that transition, help with that, I'm not sure if I know the right word. Just, that continuation of from Ricks to BYU Idaho, and, some of the old timers that I still see around, and it's just, it's always fun to rub shoulders with them and relive old memories and create new memories at the same time.
Definitely. So you have been the university photographer here for 33 years, but I'm sure you've been doing photography much longer than that. What do you love most about photography? Why did you choose that as your career choice?
My parents bought me a little Instamatic camera when I was, I think, 12 years old, and I loved to take it with me when we would go camping in scouts. I'd take it when we went hiking, backpacking, mountain climbing. This is all up in Washington State, up in the Olympic Mountains. And so I just had a real love for the outdoors, and I loved to be able to capture, you know, those beautiful images, you know, this capture this beautiful world that our Heavenly Father's created for us. I actually started out in a different, down a different career path at BYU and realized it wasn't for me. And my wife and some friends, he says, you ought to try photography, because, you know, I had done photography all the years. And so I took a beginning black and white photography class at BYU, and I fell in love with the darkroom. I knew this was something I wanted to do. And, you know, so for about 14 years here, I was in the darkroom, you know, consistently, until we switched over to digital photography. So now, of course, it's a digital darkroom. But, and you know, it's different, but it's still very much enjoyable, being able to enhance photos and make them beautiful and enjoyable to look at. But yeah, my first love is getting outdoors and, you know, shooting nature.
So that's amazing, all your photography experience, and that you're able to actually do what you love. So in your devotional talk, I was able to read your script of what you're going to be saying in the devotional beforehand. And like you mentioned before, you mentioned how you've seen a lot of changes here at Rick's, BYUI. But I guess, how did you come to choose your devotional topic, and what does it mean to you?
The title of my talk is He Knows You. And past year, I had quite a challenge in my life with back, you know, with my back really bothering me. I've had back issues, and I talk about that. But I had a sciatic nerve pain that really disabled me for nearly a year. Just, you know, I struggled with it, and you know, at that time, I just really felt God's love and guidance and helping me through that, and putting the right people in place. And so we all have different trials. You know, I don't think mine are any worse than anybody else's. You know, I have talked to other people. I think I'm glad I have my trials and not yours. But we all have our own individual trials. And I think as long as we exercise a little that faith and lean upon our Savior and turn to our Heavenly Father in sincere prayer, He helps us through it, and He helps mold us into what He wants us to become. I just had that strong feeling that I wanted to talk about that, how Heavenly Father, you know, knows me, and I know He knows you too. And you know, hopefully this talk has some meaning to someone other than just myself.
Well, I'm sure it will. This has been a pretty strenuous year for most people, especially with our current circumstances. And so I also feel that this is a really important topic for people to know. I guess, what do you want people to most take away from the words that you'll say to them on Tuesday?
Hopefully they can reflect upon their relationship with their Heavenly Father and recognize His love for them, that they can take the time to you know, open up their heart and fill of His love. Yeah, you know, like you said, this is a trying time. You know, it's interesting. I was actually quarantined for 3 months after my surgery, and was able to go back to work for just a week, or not, just a few days, when COVID hit and they said, okay, everybody go home. So it's been wonderful to be able to see the students come back to campus. You know, I do work from home most of the time, but because, you know, I can't take pictures while I'm sitting at home, so I do get up on campus, and when necessary, we, you know, we do photograph things that are going on, and it's been wonderful to see the campus coming alive again.
Well, thank you so much, Brother Lewis, for taking just a few minutes to tell us about yourself and your devotional.